we just wash the hair. You know, I work on my hair a long time, and you hit it.
Oh, yeah. 30 years ago this week, a 19-year-old from Brooklyn who donned a tight white suit gave us all Night Fever when he hustled his way into our hearts. Saturday Night Fever debuted in the December of 1977. A little-known actor named John Travolta strutting down the street toting a paint can brought a slice of hardcore New York to the rest of the country. Leah Rosen is a movie critic for People magazine, and she's here to help us pay homage to Saturday Night Fever. So, Leah, this film owes its origins to this New York Magazine article that was called The Tribal Rights of the New Saturday Night. So how did this movie convey all the ritualistic behaviors and attitudes of New York City at that time?
Well, it showed you these kids, these working class kids out of Brooklyn, who were just lived to go to disco in Brooklyn on Saturday night. I mean, the rest of the world was at that point focused on Studio 54, Liza Minnelli, but clearly there was this whole subculture. And what the movie did was take you into this subculture.
Let's play a little clip that describes what was going on at the time.
Hey, you know, Bay Ridge ain't the worst part of Brooklyn, you know what I'm talking? I mean, you know, it ain't like a hellhole in
there. Yeah, well, it ain't Manhattan. It isn't Manhattan. You get no idea how it changes, you know, just right over there, right across the river, everything is different, completely different.
I love the accents in this movie.
But it's also, it's Manhattan as Oz. It's this sense that, you know, there's something out there and we've got to get to this promised land. And that sort of being young and realizing, oh, there's this world beyond your neighborhood, which is essentially a universal experience of people tied into.
I feel that same way about New Jersey.
You know, it's funny. I had to beg to go see this movie. I had to beg my parents to let me see. I don't even think they actually really
It was originally rated
really
R.
did. I don't think they did. Was it a success at the time? I can't even remember.
Huge. When it opened in mid-December, and it became the movie that everyone wanted to see over Christmas. John Travolta ended up on the cover of Time magazine. On the cover of Time magazine. You know, and at that point, he was sort of the sitcom star out of Welcome Back, Kotter, who, you know, teenage girls love, but nobody else knew.
Teenage girls and grade school boys.
Sorry.
What? Where? What? Vinnie Barbarina. Come on.
That was a big thing. Was it a good movie?
Not especially, but who remembers anymore? You know, now it is simply so iconic. And there's so many movies that, you know, critics are not especially appreciative when they first come out. But over time, they sort of get this patina because of their success, because of how fond we all feel for it. But, I mean, it told a story you'd sort of seen before. Boy meets girl, boy dances well, girl is impressed, have to win contest. I mean, it'd been done before. It has been done again.
But in a way, looking back, I mean, we were talking about it yesterday. There's all this sentiment about the summer of 77, Son of Sam, and they had a blackout and the sort of the chaos of New York in that summer. And I was offering the opinion that Saturday Night Fever is not a look back at that. There's no sentiment to it. It is, in fact, New York in 1977, and maybe a better look at it than anything that you'll see on VH1 or the History Channel or A&E. That this was how New York was. Do you think it has some value as a time capsule, or is it such a caricature of things that it has?
No, I think it absolutely has value as a time capsule, and I think you've got a doctoral thesis there, Bill. Should you be looking for your PhD?
Yeah, I got to go. I got some writing to do.
Well, obviously, John Travolta became a huge star, but we wanted to play a little Where Are They Now from the cast of Saturday Night Fever. Bobby C. was played by Barry Miller. Now, we've seen this guy. He was sort of the whiny guy with the curly hair. He went on to...
He was in Peggy Sue Got Married. Oh. I mean, he's continued, but he did not end up having this breakthrough career.
What about Donna Pascal? She was sort of the low self-esteem, overly eager in many ways dance partner.
She went on to have a sitcom, to appear on soap operas, and I think more recently is known to a younger generation for starring in the Shia LaBeouf Disney Channel show.
Huh.
Really?
Yes,
Angie.
Really.
I remember Angie.
That was there. After you should have been, if you've been watching the Disney Channel, you would know her now.
Oh, that's interesting. The woman who played his mother, I believe she was named
Julie Bavasio,
yeah.
Was a well-known New York stage actress, especially for off-Broadway stuff. But she died in the early 90s, I believe.
And then there
brought a touch of class to the movie.
And then there was the actress who was trying to bring a touch of class to her own life, the character, his sort of dance partner. You heard there correcting her own grammar because she wants to be more Manhattan than Brooklyn. Karen Lynn Gorney?
Yes, she had come out of soap opera. She had been a big star in the original All My Children, when the show debuted, then as on Saturday Night Fever, her career did not exactly, I mean, she's continued to work. She'll show up, I think, on a Law and Order, but it's not, again, Travolta's the only one who really came out of that film with a sustained major career.
All right, so you have to break a debate for us in terms of a sustained major career.
Yeah.
The sequel was Stayin' Alive.
Please, may it pass quickly.
Directed by Sylvester Stallone.
Yes.
All right, so we were having a debate.
Well, Rocky came out, I believe, in 1977 as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, so...
Or 76, maybe.
Okay, so right around the same time, Stallone breaks out, Travolta breaks out. Whose career since that early peak has gone worse? Stallone's or Travolta's?
Stallone's, far worse. Travolta had a real dip for a while where his movies went straight to video. But then with Pulp Fiction, he came back bigger than ever. Stallone was high for quite a while... But, I mean, the poor man, how do I say this nicely, can't get hired now.
Wait a minute. So you are saying that Stop or My Mom Will Shoot is not a good movie.
I'm afraid, Bill, I'm saying it's a really bad movie.
This has been a disillusioning visit to the Brian Park Project.
But we do love seeing you always, Leah Rosen.
A pleasure.
From People Magazine. Thanks a lot. That does it for another edition of the Bryant Park Project. From NPR News, I'm Allison Stewart.
You are more than a woman to me, baby.
That's Bill Wolf, our guest host. My husband, he has to say that. We'll talk to you tomorrow.